KT Mobile.
2JKT, KD2BNG.
Good afternoon, how are you doing today?
Just driving around trying to get things done. Not a bad day for it.
Definitely seeing some blue sky for the first time in a while, so I'm definitely happy for that. Not sure if we've talked before. Name here is Eric.
Maybe not. Don't really know your call sign either. Yeah, my name's Glenn, KD2BNG.
I meet you. Just out of curiosity, where does your two call come from?
I was living in Long Island, so New York City area.
Up in New Paltz, just about an hour and a half north of the city, and I actually lived in the city until I was about eight, so yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it.
Okay, yeah, we have talked. Yeah, let's see, New Paltz, I'm thinking generally near Poughkeepsie, or maybe not. I was thinking way upstate, like Plattsburgh. No, you're closer, you're like, you know, not that far up.
Now, I remember, yeah, we did talk about this before. So, yeah, it's right across the river from Poughkeepsie, just north of Newburgh and south of Kingston.
Well, clear a map of New York in my head. It's kind of a big state. Yeah, okay, I know where that is. Nice, you know, nice, reasonably sized town. Not like the New York City area, I'm sure.
I have a SUNY there, but that's the biggest thing in town is the college. So, yeah, it's maybe, I don't know, probably 15, 20,000 people when you count the students that are there. But, yeah, it's a pretty, it got really popular after 9/11. A lot of city people, you know, fled and went north on the Metro North. And, you know, I think Poughkeepsie is the last stop on the Metro North. So anywhere that you could pick up a train from Poughkeepsie became fair game after 9/11.
And the PATH train, which I guess goes, I don't know how, yeah, I guess it goes not much further north than that. Yeah, you know, it's just another, so big deal, another 20 minutes to get to the city. Yeah, I guess after that, after 9/11, I guess some people did move upstate. They probably did anyway. It was an excuse to get them out of the city.
My family left in the early 80s, and you know, for New Paltz. So, you know, my dad continued to work in the city, and he took that train every morning for years until he switched jobs again and went to work in Briarcliff Manor, and then that was a slightly shorter train ride, but it's still a train ride.
But that part of the country does have excellent rail service and excellent subway service. You know, a lot of things, you know, a lot of people don't understand. You know, believe it or not, is one of the greener parts of the country. As far as carbon per 1,000 people, or however you want to measure it, and that's one of the reasons you have functional transport. You know, light rail transport, subways, buses, taxi cabs, you know, whatever you want. Where I was in, I was in like western Nassau County. I was like right near the JFK Airport in Lawrence. Lawrence and Inwood, Cedarhurst, the five towns, they call it. That area, which is maybe 10 minutes from JFK.
Memories of taking the train into the city from New Paltz and then taking the subway everywhere. And, you know, our family had a tradition of going into the city to see the Nutcracker Ballet at Avery Fisher Hall. Yeah, Avery Fisher Hall, I think it was. Yeah, it was a train ride in from Poughkeepsie to take the subway to Lincoln Center and then, you know, take the subway back out and the train back out to Poughkeepsie. So, 100% by train.
It was cheap. And actually, even by modern standards, it's still pretty cheap. Yeah, you don't benefit by having, well, a New Paltz you do, but, you know, if you live in any of the five boroughs, you don't benefit really by having your own automobile. Well, I don't know, Brooklyn and Queens and, you know, Nassau County you do, you pretty much have to, but, you know, I've met people who were in their 30s and 40s, maybe not their 40s, and, you know, oh, you don't have a, where's your driver's license? Oh, I don't really have one.
It's only possible to live in New York and never have to drive. I mean, you know, if you do have to you know, get someplace quick. You got cabs everywhere, and you know, the subway goes everywhere, so it's a good layout. You know, I personally wouldn't mind not driving. I drive like 170 miles a day now, and you know, I would love to have that time back.
It's possible I've done it. See, when I lived in, when we lived in New York like 50 years ago, you know, right over the river from Manhattan in the Bronx, like around the Spite and Dial area. Yeah, you can get, everything is, you know, buses and trains. We were probably one of the only families living in that apartment building that actually had a car, which, you know, pretty much stays in the car park except the weekends. So, yeah, perfectly possible. You know, that plus walkable neighborhoods. You've got proper sidewalks and proper pathways and places you could walk and places where you can actually go. You know, even if you can walk around down here without getting clipped by traffic, there's no way to, nowhere to go.
Little town I'm living in now, you know, is Shelby, North Carolina. It's, you know, sidewalks everywhere and everything is walkable, and, you know, you can get pretty much anywhere you need to go without a car if you really had to, except maybe a grocery store, you know, but, you know, a lot of places do delivery nowadays. If you really had to do it without a car, you really could. But yeah, no, I like it. I just have a long commute because I still have my job down in Anderson, so it's a bit of a hike.
Joby to Anderson. Oh, that's not good. That's a 100 or 150-mile commute. Shelby, you know, it's funny, when I was first looking for property around this area, that's one of the first places I think I looked. I don't know if it was in town. It was probably some side road halfway up a mountain. But, yeah, that area is not, from what the little I've seen of it, that's kind of a nice area, too.
Like it, and, you know, I only... So, yeah, it is 170 miles round trip from office to house. But, you know, 3 days a week is manageable, you know, at least until I figure something else out. But I don't, you know, with the kids and everything and their school, you know, I don't want to move everybody. I moved up there for my girlfriend. So, you know, that's not going to change anytime soon. And so, yeah, we'll see how it goes. And maybe I'll find something closer. But for now, you know, it's not too bad.
Funny, that's one of the places I was looking. You know, not that I really, you know, not that I really should have been in such a hurry to leave New York. It's been, you know, I don't know, maybe not the lifestyle I was picturing. It's been disappointing. I could just as easily have stayed where I was. I guess maybe I'm one of those types that, you know, you use up a place, you get bored with a place, and sooner or later, after 6, 8, 10 years, whatever, you got to move on.
Threshold, too, is, you know, over the course of my life, has been about 9, 10 years in a place, at most, before I decide to pull up stakes and go somewhere else. So, you know, it's been in Shelby about 3 months now, so I figure I've got some time there.
What drives that? And it's not necessarily for any valid reason. Like, there's a much, much, much better job awaiting me, or a much, much better... You know, it's more like, no, I'm getting tired of this place. You know, now the New York City area, I shouldn't have used up that fast. The New York City area, you could live in a while. There's always, you know, things to do around there. But, yeah, you know, maybe I'm just the type that gets bored. And probably better that I never had a family, because I'd have to drag them around with me. You know, what I actually think I'm going to do at this point is get an RV and just become a nomad, which actually would suit me rather well right now.
JKT. Yeah, funny you mentioned that. I'm actually just coming out of my RV phase. I had an RV during the pandemic, a travel trailer, and went camping quite a bit when I was 100% remote during the pandemic. But now that I'm back in the office a couple days a week and living further away, when I lived near Clemson University, there were a ton of local campgrounds that were on the lakes, and it was really nice. But now up in Shelby, you know, there's really no place to go camping. And, you know, the XYL and the kids, they're not really into it. So I'll probably be dispatching my travel trailer here in the spring and just moving on to another hobby. But, yeah, for ham radio, I loved it. It was I had a buddy pole, and I would go to these campgrounds and set up my buddy pole and just, you know, play ham radio over the weekend, and it was a fun time.
An RV park or something like that is more than I expected to. It's not the $20-$30 a day maybe you would expect years ago. I'm seeing $50-$60 a day to stay in a... No, that can't be right. I mean, a hotel would almost be cheaper than that. So it's not as cheap as it used to be, but it can still be a very cheap way to live, especially someplace you normally wouldn't be able to afford to live. Like, you know, hey, I always wanted to live, let's say, in the Bay Area, or, you know, the New York City area, or, you know, someplace else. But for what it costs to rent or buy an apartment, you know, you're not going to find anything cheaper. You might as well stay in your RV. I'm sure I could probably live that way.
Bad. In Oconee County, South Carolina, the county-run parks are like $25 a night for residents, and then in the off-peak season, you know, in the winter, they're only $15 per night for county residents. And, you know, I think a lot of places that have, like, government-run parks will be kind of cheap like that. Of course, you're only allowed to stay for 2 weeks out of the month, so a lot of people who full-time, you know, they shuttle from park to park every couple of weeks. But really, it's not bad living. You know, my travel trailer has all the amenities, and it was comfortable, and, you know, I had no complaints whatsoever.
Mr. County residents, because I think I'm a resident of Lawrence County. Yeah, Oconee County, I know where that is. Yeah, you know, I guess that's true. There are state-run parks or whatever. It's not that cheap anymore now. But, you know, a lot of the other ones in recent weeks or recent years or whatever, it skyrocketed. And I started looking around at prices, and I'm saying to myself, you know, not so cheap as what I thought anymore. But I could still do that. And in fact, I was just at an automobile auction just last week. And one of the things that came up, and I was just, if I had clicked the mouse half a second faster, I probably would have gotten the winning bid, was a 97, 25 years old, 97 whatever it was, and I think it only sold for like $5,000.
Bad, that's not bad at all. Chances are it needed some work, but, you know, I think they all do pretty much. But yeah, no, there was, Oconee County parks, there are a lot of, Army Corps parks in Oconee County as well that are handled through the federal system, and those are a little bit more expensive, like $33 to $35 a night, and they don't have, and none of them have full hookups in Oconee County, because they're all on the lakes, and they don't have, full hookups, they have community dump stations. So that's a bit of a hassle, but they're not really designed for, you know, full-time living. Anyway, I'm getting a phone call from the XYL here. I'm going to jump off and see what she needs, probably giving me the list for the grocery store on the way home. So I will be back in a little bit. W2JKT.
W2JKT, K2BNG, 73s.
Do you see?